Well, I didn't have anything else planned for today. Let's go get drunk!
Oh, hang on a second. That's really quiet on the stream. It like wasn't going through at all. Turn the soundboard output up a little bit and try that again. Okay, hang on. Stop.
I hope you're.
Oh, Are You Says It Was Fine. Fuck it. We'll just keep going. Are You Says It Was Fine. Okay. This is Let's Drunk. I don't have my regular crew tonight, and I don't have notes, so I don't remember what the intro is actually supposed to be. But I do have a couple of beers and my Red Dragon Inn glass. I don't have Rofaxen or Madman tonight. They both snubbed me. They both said, you know, you suck. We're not doing the show tonight. You know, get over it. So instead, I just happened to find Suave and Big Brother hanging around TeamSpeak, so I roped them into this. And I'm going to be starting off with a Leinenflügel Oktoberfest tonight. And I've already got that in the Red Dragon in glass. And, Big, you said you were going to do a whiskey?
Bourbon, yes.
What you got?
I got Four Roses.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ever since the meetup, I love this stuff.
I'm surprised.
So we'll get to that later.
Okay. Suave, what do you got, man?
I am not drinking anything fancy tonight. I am drinking a beer that just gets you drunk, and that is all. The lowest cost available. And that would be Pabst. That's right, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're drinking the highest quality beer.
Beer drinkers across the internet cry out in terror.
Rofaxen is going to come screaming back in. You let what on my show?
Although I do actually have a couple of decent beers that I've been trying out here over the last week. So I'll talk about those too, but that's not what I'm drinking tonight, okay. Unfortunately.
I was going to say, normally on Let's Get Drunk, it's a two-drink minimum. But we're going to let that slide a little bit because, well, like I said, I just found you guys hanging around TeamSpeak tonight. This was not planned very well. Rofaxen told me that he was going to miss the show. He's actually probably going to miss most of the next one, too. And maybe the one after that. He's got some work stuff going on that's just consuming his time. So, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with Let's Get Drunk. We'll just wing it. Hell, I'll just get drunk and get on the microphone for however long. I mean, whatever. But
how is this different than beer decking?
On decking, I have show notes. But actually, That's kind of funny because Let's Get Drunk grew out of the idea of taking that first 5 minutes of, you know, pure decking where we're talking about what we're drinking and just bullshitting and just stretched it out to a whole show.
That's like kind of where show.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we got the idea for. It's just shit. So it's just, the decking is kind of my serious, I want to do a good internet show. Let's Get Drunk is, I just want to play around on the microphone, really. So, you know, whatever. Though, if you want to do some decking stuff, I got a hilarious email. Somebody wants to sell ads on Galaxy 15 Radio.
They don't
know. So, I'm going to read his email out on the show. I know it says at the bottom here that this email, including any attachments, is meant only for the intended recipient. It also may contain confidential and privileged information. If you are not, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's got the full, like, three paragraphs legalese.
That means absolutely nothing.
My favorite part is that the address they actually sent it to was the proxy address for my private DNS registration. Which means they didn't actually look at the show and get the correct feedback address. They sent it to the email address from the DNS reg. So I don't think this person actually looked at the site. So here's the deal. Thomas Lambert at mediadiscovery.com. Thomas.Lambert@mediadiscovery.com. If you're actually listening to our shows, we'll talk. I don't like the idea of advertising. And if you had listened to any of the shows, you would know that.
We are the most anti-advertising people you will meet.
You know, I mean, if the advertising wasn't obnoxious and a chance for spyware to come in, I might look at it. The problem is whenever you start putting ads on a page, they might start off as, you know, a little banner ad off on the side or whatever. But listen to his marketing email here. It's like, I was wondering whether you'd be interested in selling advertising space on galaxy15radio.com. The advertisement would be unobtrusive, and we can pay you an annual upfront payment for the space. We can also provide guest blog posts from industry experts in many cases.
Ooh.
Ooh. I am from Media Discovery, a new media agency headquartered in the UK. We plan out and acquire advertising space on major websites and portals, as well as smaller niche sites. I personally deal with our smaller publishers, so we're a smaller publisher, increasing brand awareness and share of voice from the major brands that our group works with. We'd love to work with you on your site. So, yeah. But he sent it to the proxy address for our DNS registration, not any of the actual feedback forms. And I'm fairly certain this jackhole hasn't actually listened to anything on the station.
Yeah.
You're not serious.
God, no.
Okay, I can leave now.
Nice.
Are you popped in just to tell me to fuck off if I was going to take advertising on the show? So, yeah, obviously it's a spam marketing email. It's just, I thought it was hilarious.
Hey, that's like the first attempt that somebody's had at advertising on the station.
So, at least the one that's gotten through the spam filters.
Yeah.
I think it's just fancy spam, because reading some of what people have actually said about the company, it's all bullshit.
Oh, you actually bothered to Google them?
Yeah, it looks like
I just assumed it was bullshit when I got the email, and I just thought it was funny. So I didn't even bother to look up the media company to see if they were serious. I just kind of assumed they weren't. It's like you're emailing the proxy address on my DNS, really? Like, no, you haven't looked at the website. You don't know anything about it. You obviously don't have anything to really talk to me about. You want to put pop-ups on my page.
And it is just a form letter, because every example of this email has the same wording.
Is it all from Thomas Lambert?
No, this one's from Marvin Greer.
Oh, what a fucking joke. You know if you actually talked with them and rented them space on the page, you'd have so many pop-ups all over your page.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm renting them out a 50x50 or 50x250 side banner. You know, no, you're not. You're renting them out that and the ability to run scripts on your page.
We do a 1x1 pixel ad space.
That's all you need. The sad part is that actually is all you need. The 1 pixel iframe is something malware does. Oh hell. So I'm going to start off here with my beer. I've got Leinenflugel's Oktoberfest, and normally we would run it through Rofaxen's beer judging app, but fuck it. We don't have the regular crew on, and I imagine it's going to be a moderately short show anyways.
Standards are going down on Galaxy 15.
My God. But the state stream's only been down for a fucking week. I mean, if I really just want to do this show to drink to forget the pain of all the fucking server problems. It'd help if I didn't take it personally every time something happened to one of my systems. So, anyways,
it's like my child.
I'm glad RU's taking psychology stuff. I might need a couch. Anyways. It's like, I'm going insane.
Next meetup, Ari. Next meetup, Ari, you'll just get us on a couch 1x1 and psychoanalyze us all. And we'll be good for 2 years.
I'm sure he doesn't need that. He can probably just pop in and like, yeah, you've got this, you've got this. You're fine. It's like, all of us except, I don't know, some horrible manic, thing. And then he'll look at Heavy and like, fuck, you're normal. I don't know. So, anyways, back to the Leinenflugel. The Oktoberfest actually is a very pretty color. It's a kind of it's not as red as some of the really red beers. It's kind of red gold, but it's good. It doesn't have much head on it really, but the flavor's pretty good. It's certainly an Oktoberfest. It's not overhopped. I mean, it's Leinenflügel. They usually do a pretty good job on that. It's actually the hop on it's a hair on the weak side, but that's okay because it's almost not bitter at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's nice, especially if you're just wanting to relax a little bit as opposed to have to. I mean, it's fun to have a beer you have to fight with a little bit, but this is not one of those.
Fair enough.
So, 12, we'll get to you next. Big, what do you think of your drink there, man?
All right, so it's got this nice golden amber color, and head retention is none because it's not beer. What?
What's it smell like?
What does it smell like? It smells like bourbon, like a very sweet bourbon. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it because I don't do reviews. So let me take another chug here.
Just takes the bottle and does it.
Yeah. Shit, why bother with glasses?
Just go straight Hunter style and just chug the bottle.
Oh, I did that during the meetup. Yeah, it's a good, solid bourbon. It's a bit sweeter than I usually drink, but, you know, it gets that alcohol edge and trims it down, so it's like this knife blade of alcohol. You know, you still taste it, but it's not as strong as it usually is. It's
strong, but they're just cutting it with the sweet flavor so you don't notice it as fast.
Yeah, they're cutting it, but it's good. I'm enjoying this Four Roses.
So, we'll get to that in a minute. Are you looked up this media discovery for us? You just had a little bit of fun here. They apparently haven't filed any financial reports anywhere ever. Like, everything they've got is value of zero. Like, cash in bank, liabilities, net worth.
Wow.
So, that doesn't mean they don't have any money. That means they've never filed paperwork.
Awesome.
That sounds legal.
Totally.
You know, I was going to make a joke about you know, well, we're ones to talk, but actually we are. Everything on G15 is straight up legal at this point.
I'm pretty sure we're in the hole. In fact, if we were running this as a business, you'd have a pretty nice tax write-off.
Well, it is a .com.
And Morps is reconsidering his taxes next year.
Oh, yeah. Damn morals. Anyways,
just have some more to drink and you'll forget all about it.
You know, truthfully, I've got all the receipts, so they're all in my email, but I mean, that counts, right? Yeah, it's not like anybody ever falsifies email. All right, Suave.
All right, I'm going to talk about three beers tonight.
Okay.
The first, of course, the best, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, I actually ran it through the Beer Review app, just to see. Now, of course, I'm not exactly sure the difference between a malty and a hoppy taste, so I just gave them both 1 out of 10.
okay,
at Suave? Least they're equal.
Suave, have you ever had an IPA?
Yes.
Okay, that's hop.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a 1.
Yeah, the bitter is the hop. Gotcha. The sweet is the malt.
Gotcha. So, they're still both 1. Clarity, that was by far the highest rank. It's very, very clear, almost like water. that got a 3. The color, unfortunately, got a 1 because, you know, it's kind of like watered-down straw. Head retention, I would have given it, like, -5 if possible. Because essentially, like, you pour it in your glass and the head is gone. There's essentially zero head. And as far as the flavors go, yeah, those are pretty much all 1 across the board. Aftertaste was 2 just because there was no aftertaste. So it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. Overall, it actually got 20 out of 100 on the scale of beer ranking. Of course, 60 to 0 is both Thor's red beard. What is this swill? This is one of those beers that I buy because it's like half the price of everything else. And, you know, if I just want to, you know, get a buzz on, that's usually where I'll go because I'm a cheap bastard. Now, if I actually want to sit back and enjoy a beer, I definitely like trying new things and getting different types of stuff. And the two that I've had this week was Sapporo Premium.
Sapporo's good stuff. I don't get a chance to get it very often. Because the only places around here to get it are Chinese restaurants.
They actually, they've got a brewery in Ontario. It's actually quite easy to get here, and it's not very expensive. And I actually really like it. Like, it's very light beer. It's not very heavy or anything like that. But it does have that kind of unique rice taste to it. Which I almost want to compare it to, like, you know, some of those Asian teas you get that have the dried rice in it. It kind of has a little bit of that in there, which I really like. It's very, very carbonated. It always has a huge head on it, and it's sometimes a bit of a pain to pour. But yeah, it's very, very pleasant. Not overwhelming or anything like that. And I thoroughly enjoy that one. The other one I picked up, and they've actually got a whole range of different beers here that I'm going to be working my way through. But this was the Ephemere. It's Ephemere. That's a local Quebec brewery, and this was their apple variety. And it kind of reminded me of like the Shock Tops and stuff like that. Like it's a definitely like has the beer taste, definitely very hoppy, but obviously very sweet with the apple and everything like that. Obviously, I can't really tell if there's much of a malt taste because the apple kind of overrides that. But just kind of as a, yeah, it's almost like a kid's beer, yeah. I guess. Because it's sweet, but it's good. I thoroughly enjoy that one too. Also, it's got foil on the neck, and that just automatically means that it's a good beer. But yeah,
I like your standards.
Yeah, I standards. But I've thoroughly enjoyed both of those. They're definitely ones that I would just drink for the pleasure of it versus drink for the alcohol content.
You see, I have a hard time with that concept of drinking purely just to get drunk. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, the show's Let's Get Drunk. But truthfully, you know, I like a little bit of flavor with my booze. You know, I like something I can taste. You know, piss in a can, it works for some people, and it's $6 for a 24-pack, and I understand. But, I mean, I guess I have a hard time understanding why would you drink that when you can get so much better stuff, and it's not that much more expensive to get the better stuff. Now, drinking is not a cheap hobby if you're going for something outside of your domestics or your PAPs or whatever, but it's not the most expensive thing you could be doing. I mean, you could be trying to run an internet radio station because, you know, that's cheap.
Gotta remember, too, you don't live in Canada. Any sort of alcohol you're here is generally 2 to 3 times the price that you're going to run into down the States. It's always like...
Your syntax is nuts.
Oh, it really is. But I always feel like a kid in a candy shop every time I come down to the States because I can buy all these amazing alcohols and stuff like that. And it's all so cheap. Like, it doesn't even
matter. I remember
matter.
How excited you guys were to find that bottle of Jim Beam. That was like that
gallon
24
of Jim Beam?
Yeah, it was 20 bucks or whatever it was.
Per gallon. Like, that's like $60 minimum over here. So, yeah, I am definitely envious.
Well, I mean, I live an hour from where they make this stuff, so it's super cheap here.
Oh yeah, I bet.
So I mean, I don't bat an eye at that. Madman didn't bat an eye at that, and you guys are going absolutely nuts. Yeah. It's like, my God, dude, what they were selling that for? It's like, yeah, it's because it's Jim Beam. I mean, it's decent, but it's not anything fancy. Mm-hmm. And you're both going, yeah, but. So, and of course, I know, Big, where you live, you have a hard time getting liquor too.
Yeah. Stupid fucking liquor laws.
So what you're, I guess you don't want, well, you'll give it away if we say, I was going to say you don't actually want to give away where you live, but at the same time, it's a state. I mean, it's 1 out of 50 shots.
Yeah. It's somewhat middle-ish state. And, my God, no alcohol on Sundays. And,
That's not all that weird, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's not very weird. But we also have very strict liquor laws on what you can sell in, say, Walmart. Anything over 3 point, you cannot have.
Oh, three? That's a really weird number.
Wait. You mean at all? Like, liquor stores can't carry it?
Well, liquor stores can carry it. They have to have a special license. I mean, I was shocked because I went into Walmart and bought a fucking bottle of Jim Beam. I can't do that here. I can get Budweiser, and that's about it.
See, what a lot of the stores around here do, because we've got something similar. A lot of grocery stores, because there's a couple of different grades of the liquor license. You know, if you've just got a beer and cigarettes license, yeah, you're cut off at something like 4%, 3%, whatever it is. But so it's not that big of a deal to go into the liquor stores and get what you want. So what a lot of the stores around here have done is they'll, like, Walmart has a little liquor store in front of it that's the Walmart liquor store, and they've got the different license just for that one little, 20 by 20 nook in the front of the store. And, that's where all the hard booze is.
Right.
So they just, it's not that they don't sell it, it's just they have to, it has to be in a physically separate building. Like a lot of the Krogers, they all go into strip malls, right? So they'll buy one of the little strip mall stores right next to the grocery store.
Right. See, I can understand that.
So they'll just put it in right next to it. So, yeah, I mean, it's still there. I mean, you do kind of have to go out one door and in the other, but whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, up here in Canada, it's quite a bit more difficult. Pretty much every province except for Quebec here, you can only buy booze in essentially like government-run liquor stores. They're usually run by the province. I think it's the provincial government. And as a result of that, it's you have very little selection, and basically all of the liquor stores carry the same brands and same booze. So if you want anything special, you have to get it ordered in and stuff like that, which is a real pain. You can't just go shop around or anything like that, because every store is going
to
have the same stock. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, you go to the liquor store and they'll order it in for you.
No, I mean, but, like, you can't just, like, buy a bottle and mail it to somebody and be honest about what's in the box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's why you lie.
All right. I got my second beer here. I don't know if the opening of the bottle came through on the mic or not. I kind of hope it did.
Yep.
So this is Taproom 21 Wheat Beer. I don't remember what the other Taproom 21 I got was, but I liked it. So I thought I'd try this. They build themselves as Prohibition-style beer.
So brewed in somebody's bathtub in their back room.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm hoping they just mean the recipe they're using. So, yep, that is definitely a wheat beer. That's got the gold color to it. It's kind of cloudy, actually, which is a little surprising for a commercial beer, that it's actually cloudy. Good head on it. Smells like wheat beer. That's always encouraging when you open a beer and it smells like the beer you're expecting, as opposed to, I don't know, lemons. Actually, I shouldn't say that. There are lemon shandies that you open them up and they smell like lemonade. So, but let's take here. Oh, that's quite good. That's got a little bit more hop in it than the Oktoberfest did, but it is definitely a wheat beer. And it's a little bit heavy on the hop side, but I think it's supposed to be. So I might buy that again. That's good. I've discovered that several of the liquor stores around here have the sampler packs or the individual beers.
I like those.
So you don't have to buy the full six pack. They're actually more expensive if you look at the pricing of it to do it. But
yeah, but if you just want to try a bunch of different beers, especially
doing something like this where I need to get a different kind of beer every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. I got beer.
Yeah. So
I got a beer.
Oh, you got a beer. What'd you get?
This will definitely give away my location. It's a local brewer. It's called Marshall. The style of drink is Old Pavilion Pilsner.
Oh, okay. That should be That should be fairly malty, kind of almost a sweet.
So it's... Are you done with your review? I was away.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not doing the full reading of the numbers tonight. We're just kind of blazing through the show. I mean, we're just kind of seeing what happens here.
So, head retention, that's like a 6 or so. You know, it's keeping it. It's nice and frothy. It looks like there's an Alka-Seltzer at the bottom of the glass, which is always nice.
So you don't have to put any salt in it, you're saying?
Yeah. It's, kind of like day-old piss in terms of color and cloudiness. It looks very delicious.
How do you know what day-old piss looks like? I'm just curious.
You just don't flush the toilet for a day.
Remember that bottle I lost in my room years ago when we were doing IHN?
Oh, no.
So, smell? It smells like beer. I don't drink beer, so it smells the same. That head's nice and creamy. It's good. It tastes like beer. It's good.
I got some real connoisseurs on here with me tonight.
It tastes like beer.
We're never getting invited back to the show again.
No.
Hell, not that big a deal. Nobody's actually listening for the alcohol reviews. They're listening for when we get piss-faced and start telling stupid stories.
Ah.
So.
Is that coming up yet?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's have some fun and make fun of Big Brother here.
So, when we were doing the meetup, I started drinking at what? 2 in the afternoon, or was it 3? When did you start, Suave?
Same as you. Yeah, it was probably 2:30, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so... See,
we should clarify, everybody brought good liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody brought good stuff with them. I brought a bottle of Woodford's, Madman brought a bottle of Four Roses, which is why I was surprised that Big said he went and got a bottle of Four Roses. you all went and got a couple of different things. I remember the Jim Beam. I don't remember what the other thing you got was.
Maker's Mark.
That's Maker's Mark. Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
So, you know, from like 2 in the afternoon to what, 2 at night we were drinking.
Yep.
Something ridiculous like that. And,
I don't know if you were drinking that whole time. I think you kind of took a break there for a while.
For a while, and then RU and them showed up, and then, you know, it started again. So the next day, I felt like hell, considerably. And,
We thought we were going to die.
We were honestly concerned for his safety.
We were like, okay, we're just waiting for him to turn one more shade of green, and then we're going to the hospital. And that didn't happen.
This is like the 13-year-old kid breaking into their dad's liquor cabinet for the first time.
Hey.
Like, no, I'm not like putting you down or anything like that, because you put away a lot of booze.
Keep going.
Well, no, like, you know, a 13-year-old is going to drink like a couple of shots and get to that level. You were like drinking full glasses of bourbon.
Damn right. I don't do shots.
I don't do shots, I do aquariums.
So, I woke up the next morning and I felt slightly dehydrated. I took a shower, which... The shower was real bad. It consisted of the shower head missing me completely and hitting the back wall and flooding the bottom of the bathroom. If you guys noticed, the bathroom floor was just soaked. I touched myself with a towel and then put my clothes on. The worst part...
I hope they washed those towels.
I hope so. The worst part was eating for a few days was a bit painful, but other than that...
Yeah, he actually did have some pretty serious alcohol poisoning going on.
I did not.
Oh, you totally did. Like, we were super concerned for your health.
It's like, well, we got Big out here at the meetup, and we killed him. Fuck.
It was fun. I'll see you guys in 2 years.
Yeah. Take that long for your liver to recover.
Yeah.
The liver is evil and must be punished. So. Yeah. I don't know. That's still... That's right up there with the... And we're other good Gen Con story. When Big was finally feeling better, oh, we trolled him hard.
Oh, you bastards.
Oh, this is great. So, did Madman ever explain to you where that picture actually came from?
He did, but it was whenever the SD card ran out and we were doing the live IHN.
Oh, that's right.
So it never
right.
got recorded. That's,
yeah, mm-hmm. it didn't get recorded. So we're just telling those stories over again because they didn't get recorded.
Yeah.
And I'm buzzing enough that I don't actually care that I'm telling the same shit over again. So, yeah, I actually had a couple of blue moons before I started the show tonight.
That's so, the spirit.
There, spirits, actually. But, so, anyway, well, no. I haven't had anything hard tonight, actually. So, I'm out of most of the hard stuff. I still got some of that sake left. I'm not.
So, on that Marshall, whenever you belch it back up, it's got a very malty taste.
I think that's the first time somebody's reviewed the belch. From
Hey, I think that should be a component of it.
It should be.
That should be. Yeah, did it burn? Did you get a flame? I mean, did you get a flaming burp off of that? Ooh, that's what we need to do. We need to get some hydrogenated beer and lighters.
oh, God. The next meetup's going to be awesome.
all I want is auto brewer syndrome. You know, you guys hear about the guy who, he was a home brewer. And he was on a bunch of antibiotics, and it basically killed off all the bacteria and stuff like that in his stomach, like all the beneficial stuff. And because he was a home brewer, he was drinking like some beer that didn't have yeast that was killed off.
It hadn't been pasteurized. Yeah, because you don't pasteurize home brew.
So it actually started like a yeast colony in his gut and intestines.
Oh.
And what started happening, it was brewing alcohol in his digestive system. And whenever he ate starchy or sugary foods, he got drunk.
Nice.
And this is an actual thing. Like when I first read about this, I just thought total bullshit. You know, I looked it up,
the way it works. I mean, it
happens, and it can actually brew enough in a short enough amount of time that you get drunk off of eating food. And they even went and isolated this guy in a room, and sure enough, his blood alcohol content went up like 0.12% or something like that over an hour after eating a starchy meal. So like it was a like quite a bit. So yeah, that's kind of neat.
That seems like it'd be very easy to accidentally fix, though. I mean, you get a bad head cold, you go to the doctor, they give you some antibiotic, it kills everything off, and you eat yogurt, and you're back to normal. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what they did. They probably just gave him some antifungal agent and then a bunch
just
of
killed it all
yogurt,
off, yeah.
And away you go.
Go eat some probiotic, and you're back to normal. But, I mean, that's just funny.
On the other side, if you want to get this intentionally... really just go on some full spectrum antibiotics for a little while and eat some baker's yeast or not baker's yeast, brewer's yeast.
Just dumping the, well, the way it works, it depends on what kind you're using. If you're using the activated yeast that you put it in the warm water and let it go for a couple hours before you put it in the brew, you just drink it.
Oh God!
I'm sure that would taste horrible. I mean, it looks like vomit before you dump it in the thing. To be honest,
I guess
you,
it's so, just I mean, Vegemite, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
No, Vegemite has salt in it.
Okay,
lots of it.
This is true.
So. yeah, I think the whole point of all that salt and the Vegemite is to kill all the yeast. Yeah. So, anyways, you know, actually, yeah, that first piece of it that RU had for us was a little strong, but that when it was actually done properly, that wasn't bad.
No, it was actually pretty good.
So, I mean, it was still salty as I'll get, but you know, sometimes you want that. So. I don't know how regularly you'd eat that, but...
it
you know,
went well with my chronic dry mouth.
Yeah, I imagine that it would. So, but back to the MMS image story. Just, you know, to completely finish the trolling of Big here on the yeah. meetup. So... We're driving from the hotel to Gen Con, and I get this really dumb form text message from Big's
phone.
Fuck you,
Swaff.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me just interject. I'd rented a car, and they had upgraded me to, like, the luxury model because they were out of the cheap one, so then I rented it. And, of course, this thing has, like, the LCD screen in the front and, like, you know, Bluetooth syncing for your phone and all this other sort of stuff. You know, XM radio, blah, blah, blah. We couldn't find anything good on the radio, so Big synced his phone to the car.
Because I have good music taste.
Yeah, he was playing music over his phone.
But, of course, we're like, stopped somewhere while somebody went into the store to get some cash or something like that. And I'm just, like, dicking around with the controls here.
I think that's when BSV got insoles, because afterwards he slapped you with them.
That was exactly it. BSV had to get his insoles because his feet were hurting. So I'm, like, dicking around with this controls, and I'm like, oh, look at this. I can call people. Ooh, I can send messages. So obviously the first thing I do is, what was it, Madman or Morps? I can't remember.
It was to me.
Okay, yeah, so I sent Morps a message. It was just like, you know, like...
The default message just said, hey, this message from my Ford Acura, or whatever yeah. The car was. And I'm sitting there trying to puzzle this out. Why? What? Fine. So I say it aloud to the group in the car, right? I'm like, why? They sent me this message that says this message from, we need to send a reply, this text message from Madman's ass. And Madman starts to bend over. He's like, take the picture, we're going to send it to Big. And at this point, Laser's eyes go wide because he realizes that Madman's going to drop trial and bend over him so we can take a picture. And I'm like, no, stop. Just stop. Just bend your arm and we'll zoom in on it. And I'll turn the camera upside down, and it will be very convincing.
You bastards.
So we took the picture and of Madman's elbow, right? And sent the text message, like, this message from Madman's hairy ass. And we get to Gen Con, and Big, like, won't look at Madman. I mean, he's, like, embarrassed
as
hell.
He was freaked right out. I'm honestly glad he didn't share the picture, because I'm sure it would have gotten me too.
I almost threw the phone, and Artie's like, did you delete it? I want it for my scrapbook.
Actually, that, thinking back, that would have been a great picture to keep, but you know, alas.
So, anyway, so after we sent him this picture, and I didn't save it either, because I was like, I don't want a picture of Madman's elbow, but... So anyways, we let this joke go for pretty much the rest of Gen Con, and we'd bring it up and rib Big about it a couple of times, and finally at the very end there, we tell him, because we're doing the live IHN, and the SD card in the recorder ran out, so it went out over the air, but we didn't actually get it recorded, so the posted show is missing like the last hour of us goofing around. Of course, we were all drunk off our ass too, so... But, so during the live show, we tell him that wasn't actually Madman's ass, that was his elbow. And he gets up and says, see, look, and shoves his elbow in his face.
It's still traumatic.
I'm sure the picture was quite convincing, too.
It was, oh god. I saw the thumbnail, I went, fuck that, and deleted it immediately.
So... I guess the moral of the story here is don't send me dumb text messages, because I get ideas. Hell, I got a phone call the other day from one of those, you know, we represent some security company and your Windows computer has a virus. And I said, which computer? Oh, your Windows computer, sir. What, all the virtual machines that are shut down right now? So, actually, that's not true. My laptop is still running Windows, but it wasn't on either. And if I hadn't been in the grocery store when he called me, I would have had so much more fun with him. Because, there were small children around. But honestly, my first inclination was to immediately go Southern Redneck and be as racist as possible. And
you should have.
I wanted to, except there were just too many other people around and I didn't want to get kicked out of a Kroger. So, but... What is that, Suave? It says that, ass elbow.
It is a quiz where there is a number of images, and you have to choose whether it is a picture of an ass or an elbow.
Hey, Big, I'm gonna you should fail take it. That.
I'm going to fail that test.
So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I really wanted to, you know, lay it on thick, like, you don't sound quite American, boy. And, you know, just go nuts, but, you know, I was hoping to get him to flag my phone number as racist, do not call, but I wasn't able to pull it off because of where I was when they called me. That's the third time now they've called me where I wasn't in a position to have fun with them. Like, the first time I was in a meeting at work, and that was great. It's like, yeah, I don't. Goodbye, click. Because I was, you know, in a meeting, right? And the second time they tried to pull that stupid shit on me, I was driving. So it was just like I wasn't in a position to do anything. And, you know, this time they got me in the grocery store. I just want one time for them to call me when I'm at home and can get up a virtual machine and really have some fun with them. You know what I mean? Like, load down the virtual machine with really horrifying porn. Before, it's like, hang on, let me just go save everything in 4chan's B real quick on the desktop as like thumbnails and then set the icons to large. I really screw with one of those assholes, but,
be hilarious.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's all I've really got. Really, so I don't know. We made fun of Big. I've told my stupid phone stories. I'm still working on that. I guess it's my fourth beer of the night. Big, how many shots of that stuff you had?
I don't know. I drink from the bottle. Let me look.
It went from more than an inch.
It went, yeah, about a little over half an inch.
Half an inch.
Half an inch.
Yeah.
Oh, you're off the show.
We've been going slow.
Well, that stuff is kind of expensive. I don't mind you for... I don't blame you for making it last. So, Suave, how many hipster drinks have you had there?
I think I'm on number 6.
Jeez.
Well, what is it, like 1% beer? I mean...
no, I started early. It's, also, I'm a very large man. this is 5%.
Pabst is 5%, really?
Well, 4.9.
Huh, I wouldn't have thought it was that high.
You got to remember, we have different percentages of beers here in Canada. Basically, it's 5% or higher, or non-alcoholic. There's nothing lower. You don't get the 3% beer that like that you do in the States.
Really?
Yeah. Like there's no different levels of beer. It's either beer or it's non-alcoholic beer. Although you can go in and get like 10% beer and stuff like that if you want, but generally it's 5% is the standard.
I think this stuff is 9%, this Taproom 21. It was brewed last month.
I gotta say, any high percentage beers that I've tried are garbage. I'm yet to find a good high percentage beer, so I might actually have to try one of those.
Arrogant bastard. No, this can't be 9%. It didn't taste like a 9%. No, you want a good high percent beer, you go get you some Arrogant Double Bastard. Of course, that stuff's like $8 for the pint, so...
Ooh.
You know, I can't find the percentage on the bottle, actually. So I don't know...
Probably on the case.
Yeah, I didn't buy it in the case. I bought it in the samplers, so...
Oh. Let's
see if this Leinenflugel says what it is. You know, I'm not finding it on here either.
I think up here they're required by law to show that.
I thought they were too, but it might be on the case instead of the bottle.
Right.
Or I'm blind. I could just be blind.
Entirely possible. Especially if it's a 10% beer.
I'm pretty sure it's not. Yeah, I can't find the percentage on either of these bottles.
Ye Olde Pavilion is only 5.1.
Aww.
Pussy beer.
So, I don't know, 5%'s alright for a beer.
Well, I think that's pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah, give or take. I'm going to assume if it doesn't say, it's probably around a 5%. Yeah, like this Blue Moon, these Blue Moons I was drinking are 5.4.
I like Blue Moon. I've had those before. They're not too bad.
You know, there's. I'm assuming these others are probably around that. So, well, that's really pretty much all I've got. I don't have anything else. Nothing's coming to mind to talk about on the show, really. Let's see. Not really much to talk about beer brewing. I haven't done any beer brewing since my last with the Blackberry, and I've been letting that stuff lager. I think I need to pop some of that open and see how it's done. It's been almost 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Give it a go, man.
So,
see.
I've still got some other bottles. I've still got a couple of bottles of my IPA, and I've got a... and Big has discovered the downside of drinking heavily. Yeah, the rental on his beer is up, so he'll be back shortly. Anyways, yeah, I've got several things in there. I've been letting lager see how they get with age. So, and that is kind of the nice thing about beer. You don't have to let it go, you know, years like you do a wine or a whiskey. Just give it a few months, try it again. So, anyways, that's all I pretty much got. Let's see if I can find a sound effect to close the show out with. I don't have any of the regular IHN soundboards to pick from because, well, we haven't reloaded everything in. So let's go into the demo soundboard here that comes with Sam Broadcaster. Let's see.
Ooh,
demo
default
effects.
Sounds.
Default sounds. Surely we can find something. Hey, what's this one? Please. It just says JJ McCabe.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam.
Oh, shut up. Oh, here we go. We got guns, explosions, human, miscellaneous sounds, screams and creaks, animals, electronics, appliances. So let's go guns and explosions.
That's always a good call.
So what we got? We got shotgun. Not a very good shotgun.
I'm back.
We got a handgun. These gun sounds suck.
They're kind of maxing out and cutting out on the audio, it sounds like. Maybe that's just team speak.
I imagine guns aren't the easiest thing in the world to record either. So,
I'd say go for the animals.
Go for animals, okay. Let's find a barnyard sound here to close out on. We got a cow, a chicken, and an eagle.
Now it goes quack, quack.
How much have you had to drink?
Okay, now that's a cow.
We're going to close that out on that one. So if anybody's got anything else to add before I close out the show, listen to the other shows. We've got several of them on the stream, and most of them are just us in other contexts. IHN tomorrow, as far as I know. Beware the disclaimer. The black helicopters circling you when you're riding the bus work for the disclaimer. Actually, I have IHN after, 2 months? I feel bad about the fucking box died on us before we could do the last one. We were going to come IHN last week.
I think if we were doing regular episodes, it would have been more of a big deal. But because we've taken such a long hiatus, anyways, it's. I don't think anybody's really cared that much.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
Nobody cares. Fuck.
Well, it's IHN. Nobody does care.
Yeah. So, of course, Lore Show on Thursdays, Tuesdays, my show's on Thursdays. Lore Show is on Tuesdays of the Missing Dialogues. When Big is ready to bring his show back, shooting the congressman, shooting the noise.
Hopefully, we'll be
and you're on
the
list.
Or next week.
So,
I was
okay, you're ready?
Last week, but the station died.
Yeah. So everything's back up and running again. I just got to get the FTP stuff taken care of so we can re-upload the shows.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping these recordings are coming out good because I haven't actually checked the Pure Decking one. So let's see, what other shows we got on the station? I'm missing one. Oh, mine, Thursday, Pure Decking. And Laura is starting a new show on the off Fridays from Let's Get Drunk. Since we only do Let's Get Drunk every other week, because as much as the liver deserves to be punished, I'm trying to not die. Psoriasis doesn't sound fun. And we only do Let's Get Drunk every other week. So apparently Laura is reviewing anime and drinking on the off Fridays from Let's Get Drunk. So there's a Get Drunk show of some sort every Friday now. And he put out his first one of those, and it's downloaded on Beyond Pod and in my playlist. I just didn't get to it. So.
And then next Monday, we're going to be piloting a new episode called Let's Get Crunk with me, your host, Big Brother Lord. We are going to talk about Miley Cyrus and repping with her and how much she's just so great. And we're going to be like twerking tips with Big. Just ask these guys. I know how to move my ass.
I don't know. I think Madman
this guy must no. Big must spend hours in front of a mirror practicing twerk it, his twerk. Twerk.
Can we get a demo of Let's Get Crunk there?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can't do the auto tune on the fly.
I just want to see how long he can keep that up.
Baby, we can do this all night. It's going to turn the Bill Cosby into Jello Pudding Pops. Yeah.
See, now that's great, except for then Suave is the one who has to play Miley Cyrus.
Come on, Suave. Let's hear it.
I don't even know where to start. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, I'm going to hit the cow sound now because I think we've pimped everything. No, we didn't. All we did was pimp shows. Website, galaxy15radio.com. The Twitter, the auto post to Twitter thing is working again. Apparently it's been broken since June and nobody bothered to tell me. I don't like Oopsie. Social networks like at all, so I don't really look at them. What were you going to say, Big?
Oopsie.
Oopsie, yeah. Oopsie doodle.
Toodles. Super duper.
Yeah. And the subreddit. Subreddit's awesome. I actually want to find a plugin for WordPress or just fucking write one that will automatically post to Reddit the same way it does to Twitter, because we don't allow comments on the WordPress because I'm paranoid as fuck and don't feel like moderating those or dealing with code injections and all that happy horse shit. So I just let... But I don't mind the discussions going on. I just don't want to deal with the security issues that come with allowing comments or running a forum. So, you know, get on Reddit and or the IRC channel. The IRC is a good place to go if you want to discuss crap. I might even be in there every once in a while. That's pretty rare these days. But, and actually probably won't be in there anytime soon. I got a lot of stuff going on I got to take care of outside of station stuff. So, you know, family stuff going on. Is that all the stuff we're supposed to pimp at the end of a show? I don't have notes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, if I missed anything, go listen to the end of Pure Decking. I pimp everything on that one. So, and read it mostly from a note. So, anyways, I'm gonna hit the cow sound now and stop.